It is time for Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, what, Jill?
Nothing, Marshall.
Ruth covers our area for the Republican American and joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Ruth.
A little excitement down here in Kent this weekend.
You get these tips, and you put I've called the police and got the confirmation, and then. One thing, there's good and bad about Facebook, but the person who responded to me on Facebook at least did it privately, told me the names and what was involved, which I didn't put out because it's just an incredibly sad story.
Awful story.
Yeah.
And there are lots of children involved. And
we're talking about the shooting death in Kent.
In Kent, yep, yeah. And, yeah, the names are all floating out here, but nothing. Well, the victim has been confirmed, but not the shooter, and we'll just leave it at that.
It's something that I don't think the name should be out there right now. Just shouldn't. It's a terrible situation, and you know it's a terrible situation when in the initial press release the police said the public didn't have to worry. That was the first thing that in my mind that said, boy, this is a real complicated situation.
Terrible time of year. I mean, any time of year is terrible, but this makes it even worse.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. But we had Christmas festivities galore this weekend, all over the place. Fairs and tree lightings and parades of lights. And
was it me or to me, the attendance in Sharon seemed to be bigger than ever? And also, it's a return on the green on the White Hart, where that crowd is also starting to get back to where it was.
Oh, my goodness. That line for Santa Claus at the White Hart last night was incredible. And they said, I got to the green just as it was ending and went over to the cookie thing at the Historical Society, but they did say it was a big crowd. And it's a beautiful setting, just beautiful on that green with the tree and all. And then the Parade of Lights last night at both Kent and in Salisbury, and these are becoming very popular. And, of course, the fairs to raise money for all the churches. And it was just a very busy, very busy weekend. And now we get down to the nuts and bolts because we have meetings this week, our favorite week, first of the month. Tonight we have Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Canaan Board of Selectmen, Region 1 Board of Ed. So start right off.
And in theory, we have someone covering Canaan, but I'm not sure. But we know that we will have the Salisbury Board of Selectmen and the Region 1 covered.
Yeah, it'd be great to. It's the first meeting with the new board up in Canaan. So it's unfortunate that they're all at the same time. And then we have the community education thing at an open house at Kellogg on the 5th. Which is tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah. And also one in Cornwall. They're doing a lot of these, explaining all the new grading systems and assessments for the schools. So there's one both in Cornwall and in at Falls Village. We also have Board of Selectmen in Cornwall. They had their first meeting the other night with Priscilla Pavel, the new selectman, but that was a special meeting, and now we have the regular meeting. And there's just lots of other things going on. Silver Bells are going to be singing at Gear on Wednesday, which is always very sweet. A singing group for seniors out of Sullivan Center. And lots of other things.
Oh yeah, it's not as busy as last week, but it's busier because we have meetings.
Yes,
along with the
festivities.
And this week, as a matter of fact, that Lessons and Carols at Hotchkiss School, which is normally held on the Sunday of hometown holidays, that is coming up on the 7th this week.
Okay. Yes. Right. So my calendar is just, I must fill it in. I think I've got some holes, but I know there's loads of things happening, and people should check websites and make sure they're not missing things that they want to be at. And then next week on Sunday down here in Kent, we have the historic house tour, which sounds really fabulous. They're going to be touring old houses and talking about the history of the town. And I'm sure there's something on Saturday that I'm missing.
Yeah, but boy, you know what was another crazy thing? The ski swap and sale that Swasa put on.
Yep.
Once again, it was madhouse.
Was it a madhouse?
Oh, it always is. It always is. Because
I did not get to that one. But.
Because it's so expensive, winter sports, and what they offer is they have new stuff there, but they have all that other stuff that literally saves people 50 to 60%.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Lots of people I know have used it, and it's a very, very good service that Swasa provides along with everything else.
And it was nice for Hometown Holidays that the state and private contractors finally finished everything on Main Street in Lakeville.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. It has.
When I look at projects like repaving a street and putting sidewalks in and lights, and it takes 5 months, I always go back to when anything takes that long, the George Washington Bridge originally was built in 1 year.
Yeah.
Remember? That's the George Washington Bridge, when it was, and then they added a second deck below it, but it was built in 1 year.
Not so much for the Tappan Zee.
Zee is actually, the state did that smart. They set a time limit, and then they were going to be fined, and they came in under the time.
They did, which was amazing, because
they built that bridge in under 2.5 years.
And I just went over it recently, and it's pretty neat. Pretty neat.
He's not scary anymore.
No, not as bad. We also, last night in Sharon, was the Sharon Cookbook Gathering.
At the Hotchkiss Library.
And boy, the food there was delightful, lovely. And that book is for sale. Many of the recipes were passed around last night, and so people got to taste what they're going to be making.
I was there when they introduced it. They came here, and I've got a copy of that cookbook.
I hope you're using it.
I use it as a starting point on my own recipes, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
You know, I look at a recipe that looks good, and so I say, well, you know, I would like to try it this way.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget Holiday Productions, second version is this Wednesday. At the high school, the FFA, we had a huge turnout this past week of people helping make the wreaths for the holiday store.
And the holiday store is now open.
The holiday store is now open.
Every
day. You get your trees and from 10 to 4:30, get your trees and wreaths and poinsettias. And what a fun event that is. That goes on so long,
Ruth. I remember back when they used to sell the trees at a little hut on Route 7.
Yes. Yes, I remember that too.
And when was that?
I was in 71 when I graduated.
But
so
when did they start the? Because I seem to remember
that almost started when the school opened.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going almost back. They were selling trees, and
it's always been part of it. It's always been part
of it. As far as we can, I can remember.
I think Bob Gambino took it to the next level after Clark Wood was the original Voag instructor, and
I think you're right.
And then
Gambino,
Bob Gambino just took it to a whole new level.
And it's amazing, just amazing how much goes out of there.
And the students that do that really make, because they run it. It's their business.
Yes, they learn. It's wonderful. They learn how to cut and grow the plants and trees. Then they learn how to sell them using, you know, customer service skills and all.
And then they learn how to actually do the point of sale.
Yes, exactly. And then they learn how to spend the money they earned. But it's great. It's really a terrific service, and people hopefully will support it and get their trees there. So just so much going on, as we said, at this time of year. And we do have to still cover meetings, but keep up the festivities.
All right. Well, Ruth, I want you to get in your sleigh later on this week and go out there and cover these meetings.
Crack that whip,
Marshall.
Get those reindeers flying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Will do. You tell me. Okay. Have a good week, guys.
All right. I just can't wait to see who gets the head of the Board of Education.
There are a lot of people who are waiting to see that.
I think I know, but I'll keep it a surprise until tomorrow.
Well, I hope it's a good surprise. No, I guess not.
That's another interesting one. We did not say there are two new members of that board.
It's tonight, right?
That's tonight, the first meeting, and two alum, as Pat McCara from Falls Village and Doug Humes from Keenan get on. And so somewhat of a different perspective, at least give a little, you know, they will have some history.
Yeah. What we said before, institutional knowledge.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Ruth,
exactly.
Have a great day and a great week.
Okay, Marshall, Jill, take care. Always fun talking to you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.